Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. Glory to God. I know it's getting close to Labor Day. All I say is please be safe. Let us be safe each and every day. Let us be aware of the things that are going on, not to be afraid, but to all men always pray and not faint. But enjoy, amen, your barbecue, hallelujah, on Monday. My God, some did it this weekend. But enjoy it, but always remember God is still in control. Don't ever think that God is not in control because he's in control of everything. Hallelujah. But guess what? You got to always put him first, keep him first, realize he is the first. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. So first of all, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to do the announcement. Keep all these announcements in mind. Glory to God, because you want to make sure you tune in and hear a word from the Lord, hear the word that could ignite your spirit, ignite your very being, and anything that's going on in your life. You know, I know some come to the line, you know, they just say, well, you know, that's just her, but understand, I am God's servant, delivering God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And that makes a difference when you can receive the word of God. You know, you always, you know, some they used to say you put the cart before the horse, glory to God. But understand, you got to have a horse first, glory to God, to drive the cart, right? Glory to God. So just remember, hallelujah, keep an open mind, and these are shows that's upcoming. And so you can hear a word from the Lord that will ignite your very being, will give you a lift up in your spirit. You know, so many people now are fainting because they haven't gotten what they thought they should have by now from the Lord. But understand, if you got life, you got breath, hallelujah, and guess what? You're doing good and you're well. There's nothing wrong. You can go, hallelujah, to your job. Just think about it. Some can't even do that, and they wish they could just do just that. So I encourage you on today. Keep God first. Don't think about what you don't have, but think about what you do have. You know, you have a lot of Jesus. I don't say just a little more Jesus. I say you have a lot of Jesus, but he got a lot more he want to give. So that's what we got to think about. Instead of thinking about the things I didn't have, things I didn't get, the things I wanted I don't have yet. My God, my God. But just think about what you do have. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our announcement. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rowles and Pastor Joseph Rowles. Oh, my God. One word from the Lord. And that's, sometimes that's all you need is just one word. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, coach, I want you to just stop what you're doing right now and go over to Facebook and inbox me. Let them know what the need is so they can contact you and help you to get where you need to be. Glory to God. You know, everybody has to have a leader, my God. But you don't want to walk with your head uncovered because guess what? There's a roaring lion out there just waiting to eat you alive. And that way you'll know the word of the Lord. Amen. They can teach you. They can direct you. They can give you instruction. Hallelujah. As I'm seeing, you know, now that, you know, there are a lot of marriages that are in trouble, but nobody wants to get help because they always say, well, you know what, I got it. I got this. I can handle this. No one never said you couldn't handle it. But what, amen, glory to God, wouldn't it make a lot difference that you can go in it, amen, and in it to win it, and you won't have to be so stressed, hallelujah, because they got the years to prove it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to hook up with them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rowles and Pastor Joseph Rowles on Facebook. So go over and inbox them. Need, amen, a contact. Need some contact information that they can get back with you and how they can get back with you. And they will. Because, you know, like I said, everybody needs help. You know, sometimes you can be so private in your life, be tore up from the floor. You don't want nobody to know nothing. But there are some that you got to trust. There are some people that you got to trust. You can't trust everybody, but you got to trust somebody so they can help you along the way, because we are supposed to be helpers one to another. And that does work, because I know some say, well, you know, I like to keep everything private. Okay. Well, that's okay if there are some things that you don't want others to know. I understand. You can't talk to everybody, but there ought to be somebody that you can talk to that can help you. So I open the door. So all you got to do is go over. Inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Diana, a praying woman, good God Almighty. Amen. She'll tear it up, take the devil by his horn. Hallelujah. Just fling him up against the wall, and then she'll throw him back down on the floor and damn the moon. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Awesome prayers. So you want to make sure you hook up with her on Facebook. Inbox her. She'll get back with you. And also come on the show and hear the prayers, because after you leave, whatever was bothering you, amen, whatever you had heard of, what was hurting, hallelujah, all that will be gone. So I encourage you to come on and hear her every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. Now, if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I want you to make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, some people come having a judgmental spirit. You know, God has to free us from all those judgmental spirits. If you hear something that you don't think is right, then go to your word, hallelujah, go to the word of God, and it'll tell you whether it's right or not. That's why it's so important to read and meditate on the word of God so you will know. And there are some people that can help you along the way. But if there's something that, you know, oh, my God, now I'm coming against the prophet, I'm coming against the preacher, I'm coming against the pastor, I'm coming against everybody. Instead of doing that, just shut your TV off, go somewhere else, hallelujah, turn your channel, and just don't say nothing. Because, you know, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. I see now, you know, that, you know, God is bringing judgment, hallelujah. He is a judge, he's a jury, and he can do that, hallelujah, against those that are you know, tearing down the ministries and different prophets and apostles and pastors. You know, this is a warning. This wasn't a message, hallelujah. But I do see that, hallelujah. You know, they used to say long time, you know, things would come back if you reap just what you sow. But now it's coming back against it. I see it, hallelujah. So I encourage you to just flip the channel, flip the script, go somewhere else. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And in that 30-minute break, you can go get you some water, some juice, some Kool-Aid, lemonade, orangeade, whatever you prefer. Hallelujah. And then I want you to come back and tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord has placed on her heart to preach, hallelujah, and teach. Also, she is an author. You can purchase her book on Amazon. If you don't know how, she has two pages, Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson on Facebook. You can hit her up, inbox her. She will tell you how to get her book, glory to God. I told you there's volume one, volume two. Now volume three is coming. So you want to make sure if you haven't gotten them, I want you to get them so you can catch up, glory to God, because God is good and he is worthy. I always say it, God is worthy to be praised. You know, you can praise your cause, you can praise money, you can praise all this stuff, but you know what? Hallelujah. You know, that's going to fade away, but guess what? God, it ain't going nowhere. Glory to God. So that's the one you want in your color that ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good God, I'm at it. And then I want you to become a partner. If you become a partner, you will receive many, 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 many perks this is ministry with you in mind. You know, sometimes we can give to all other things, and sometimes we give to things that really are not prosperous. Hallelujah. And you know that if you planted that seed somewhere where it's not prosperous, it's not going to grow. You think, you know what, I did this. I knew them, and I did this. Well, you know, this is a season. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Plant your seed. Hallelujah. Where God tells you to plant. Everybody, you can't plant a seed in a field. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Because it won't prosper you nothing. Just because they can come on and they can say certain things and, you know, and do certain things that you see them do. Hallelujah. Well, you need to pray about it before you do it. Because you want your seeds, amen, to be profitable. And that's what I'm saying. So plant your seeds where you know they're coming up at. And whoever gives you the word, hallelujah, and you know that you are, and that person gave you that word, and that's where you plant your seed. If you go plant it somewhere else, it ain't coming up. I don't care how you count it. I don't care how you split it. I don't care what you do. It ain't going to come up. Glory to God. When you say you don't want to be left out, well, plant it in the right place. That's the word for today. Amen. Glory to God. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open up, amen, for prayer. Just press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to give me your name, but give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You know, and if you need other prayer, hallelujah, if you need more prayer, then what I would suggest that you do, you can hit me up on Facebook, hallelujah. On the next time I talk to it online, I will be giving you a number that you can call, hallelujah. You can call that phone and you can go ahead and give me your prayer request. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm serious inquiries only. Don't call me telling me, well, you know what, you need to do this and God. No, that's not what it's for. It's for prayer. This is serious. Because I'm going to tell you now, if you call that kind of stuff, all I'm going to do is just, you know, hallelujah, it's got to go. That's all I say. Amen. Read into that. Hallelujah. So if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. No one is pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for a glorious day today, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you've done and all that you are about to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how you're about to deliver some that's been bound down in certain circumstances for years. They didn't even think that there was no way out. They didn't even think that they could get out of load of our Lord in the name of Jesus, huh? Because they had been there so long, they had began to get comfortable, Lord God. They had began to lay on the pillow and just say, Lord, I take this because, Lord, this is your will. But that's just not so. Don't let the enemy fool you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, that you bring them out of that place. That low place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are God that can set them on high. You can give them, Lord God, anything that they desire in the name of Jesus, because you are not short concerning your promise, because you said every promise in your word is yea and amen, Lord God. So we hold on, Lord God, with all hope, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to your word, Lord God. You said your word, Lord God, shall not fail, Lord God. Heaven and earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word, Lord, will stand the test of time, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the listeners on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, heal them, God. Heal the feet, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said, Lord, everywhere that they tread their feet, Lord God, they shall be blessed. Huh? So, Lord, they need their feet to tread them, Lord God, and to go in the places in which you have ordained for them to go. So, Father God, we decree and we declare right now, oh my God, that all the inflammation is gone in their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They can walk right, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They won't have to hop, skip, Lord God, or even walk with a cane. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We kick the chain away, Lord God. Oh, my God. Because we know we serve an awesome God. We know you, Lord God, can heal them, Lord. So, Father, we speak a healing, Lord, on the left and the right feet. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And those that are hurting, Lord God, on the left side of their shoulder, Lord God. And they say they don't know what's wrong with it. And every time you go to the doctor, they say, oh, that's arthritis. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Because Arthur don't live here. And he ain't going to set up no tent here. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord, and abide by your word, Lord God, because you said your word shall stand the test of time. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let them get a word that will take them into the next season of their life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who've been bound down, Lord, for all these years, Lord. Oh, my God, and thinking that that's the place to be, but that's not the place you want them to be. In the name of Jesus, let them hear your voice. Let them get healed by your word, Lord, because by your stripes, they are healed. They are healthy. They are whole. In the name of Jesus, we come against sickness. We come against disease. We come against the spike of COVID, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against these new variants. They say this out there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we won't be intimidated by them. In the name of Jesus, we say, cover them right now under your blood. And they go and as they come, in the name of Jesus, we say, die and fall to the ground. You shall not put fear in God's people in this year. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, you have already done it. And that's what we believe, Lord, in our sanctified, made-up mind. We believe, Lord, that you've already done it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. No carriers, Lord God. Oh, my God, of this new variant. We said fall to the ground and dry up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, we know it is so because you said it is so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, now and get into the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I got one more thing, amen, before we get into the word, hallelujah. But if you would, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised, amen. Hallelujah. I've been through the fire and I've been through the flood, broken in pieces and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. Through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. Through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. There's a praise in my spirit, way down in my soul. Glory, hallelujah, that cannot be controlled. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Although I've been wounded and I've been scarred, I never gave up. I trusted in God. But through it all, God kept me. Through it all, God blessed me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. There's a praise in my spirit, a praise down in my soul. Glory, hallelujah, that cannot be controlled. And I still have a praise inside of me. Amen. Do you still got a praise inside you? Hallelujah. Although you've been wounded, although you've been scarred, you can't give up. You still got to trust in God. Glory to God. Some said, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I got you. Hallelujah. But listen what you said. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, I trust you. Hallelujah. And then you said, Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Then you said, Lord, I believe you. Hallelujah. Be careful how you can contradict the word. Say, Lord, I trust you. I know when you say trust, then guess what? You ride right there on that truck. Say, Lord, I trust you. I know you've already done it. I know, Lord God, it's going to turn out good. Glory to God. Just be careful when you say your trust. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't contradict your trust. Because sometimes you'll say, Lord, I trust you. But at the same time, well, Lord, I don't know. Lord, I just don't know. So you just, down in unbelief, that's collided together. Glory to God. If you're going to trust and believe, then trust and believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Don't contradict your words. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to retract. Say, oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I can be talking to someone and they say, well, you know what? Yeah, I know God said it, but, you know, hey, hallelujah. But you just told me you trust me. But now you're going to contradict what you said at the same time. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get into the word of God. I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, and the title of this message is, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Are you really listening to hear what the Lord is saying in these last days? Glory to God. It's so much word out there. You know, sometimes people say, well, I get confused. That's why it's so important to read, study. When you study and you pray over this word, it's, Lord, bring it forth to me, Lord. If it's something I'm missing, Lord God, then God, give it to me. You know, talk to him as you read. And guess what? The Holy Ghost power will show up every time and give you what you need. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. You see, there was an open vision in those days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Eli was a priest, and he was teaching Samuel. Go back and read Samuel chapter 2, and it'll kind of bring you all up, because we don't have, amen, a lot of time, so we don't have time to really roll back in there and roll up and roll over, you know. We just don't roll from right where we are. Amen. Glory to God. So you got to understand, everybody needs to be under somebody to get ministered. Make sure you're under the right somebody. That's the thing about it. You know, because you could be under the wrong somebody and get nothing. You know, God takes you from level to level, level to level. And that means, you know, he said, you know, understand, he said, some plant, some water, and God gives the increase. So understand, ministry is just like that. Because, you know, whenever you left a church from one leader, then you went to another one. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because that one has took you as far as they can go. And then you go to another one. But make sure you leave right. Because some just leaving just because, you know, they held me back. I couldn't get where I needed to go. No, just be still. Hallelujah. Because he said, I will exalt you in due season. So just hold on. Let's just go ahead. Amen. And it, verse 2. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. In other words, he was going blind. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. He was blind. Hallelujah. My God. But he laid down. He was getting ready to lay down. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. He said, work while it's day because night's coming out. So while you better be working now while it's day. Don't wait. No matter how people do you, no matter what they say, what they do, cast the devil out of the enemy and keep on moving. Hallelujah. I tell you, in the last couple of months, amen, from April all the way up to now, people have just been trying me. They want to see how much word I know. Well, you go to church. I shouldn't have to tell you. I'm after those, amen, that's out there that don't really know no better. those out there, glory to God, that don't really know who he really is. And if you tell me to give those a word that's kind of shaking, amen, and they ain't stable, then yes, those are the ones you go after. But I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Remember that. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You don't have to prove nothing to anybody. Glory to God. Let's move on. And early the lamp of God went out, glory to God, in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. See, Samuel had to lay it down. Eli had to lay it down because, see, Samuel was working under Eli. Eli was a priest. He was his mentor. See, everybody needs to be mentored. Glory to God. You understand, Jesus, amen, had 12 disciples. Amen. There were more, but you understand, these were the 12. Amen. Let's just put it like this. This was the boldest of the 12. Hallelujah. How about that? Glory to God. So, you see, everybody got to be up under somebody. You know, and I don't care where you go. I wish I could tell you better. But it ain't going to be no better. Hallelujah. There is always going to be something in that place. But understand why you're there. Understand what you're going for. You're going to hear the word to get the word. You're going so you can have some fuel and to be led by the spirit of the man or woman of God of the pulpit so you can go on and be able, amen, to go on in the journey and get where God has for you and get where you need to be so you can tell others how he brought you out. Ha ha, my God. Don't get stagnated about what's going on, amen, in the sanctuary. Sister JoJo sitting over here talking about everybody. Amen. Sister Bubba's arm over here, all she do, amen, is mess with everybody and talk about everybody that walk in the door. Amen. Him with a short skirt and a mini skirt. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Now that's verse 4. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. See, he didn't really know who it was right then. He didn't know, hallelujah, because he had not yet, hallelujah, glory to God. Hold on. Let's read a little further before I give you that. Hallelujah. And the Lord called yet again, and Samuel arose and went to Eli, saying, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again." See, he was telling me he didn't realize what was going on. Hallelujah. He didn't realize that God was calling Samuel at that time. You know, sometimes I heard people say, "Well, you know what? I thought I heard God call." Well, listen, if you said, "Lord, here I am," guess what? Hallelujah. It's going to be him the answer that other spirit is going to lead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Said, "Lord, here I am. I'm your servant." And it's what, he ain't going to let nothing come upon you. Glory to God. And then when he speaks, he may just give you a common little word. But it's okay. Remember, he's still God, and that's who he is. Hallelujah. He's going to give you what you need. Just give you that one word. Hallelujah. And that one word will ignite in your spirit. Say, "I know that was God, because I know he gave it to me." And sometimes he'll give you one word. So that's what he used to do me. Give me this word. I'm like, "Lord, what is it?" He said, "Look it up." Hallelujah. So that way, when you look it up, you know, you're searching, you're seeking, you want to know more about it. And then that way, you'll know what that word means. Okay, God gave me this. Now I got to hold on to it. Hallelujah. With all you got. Let's move on to verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You see? Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. So he didn't really know. He was being taught up under Eli. So he didn't really know that God could speak like that. He didn't know. Hallelujah. But that's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He may speak. He can speak. And you may not know his word all at once. You see right here, it's because Samuel was 12 years old when he went up, when he started the ministry under Eli. But see, God will come along, and he'll give you one word. Some say, "Well, you know what? I'm not a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a priest." You don't have to be. You don't have to be none of that for God to speak. You don't. You really don't. You just have to be anchored in his word and start speaking his word. You pray. Hallelujah. You believe that he's going to speak to you. I know that's this one person that they came to me and they were saying, "You know what? Well, a long time ago." They said, "Well, I couldn't hear. I can't hear God. You have too much going on sometimes in your mind praying. You have too much on the outside and all that junk looking in, and it's stopping you from getting to that place the way you want to hear what God got to say. And whenever you turn that stuff loose, then guess what? Hallelujah. You can hear what he said. And they came back to me, amen, a few months later and said, you know what? I know this is God. They were so excited. I was excited for them, glory to God, because that word that he gave them, it ignited in their spirit realm. Glory to God. Oh, my God. So they know that it was him that said, amen, what they heard to them. And that's what makes a difference. Let's move on. Verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I. For thou didst call me. And Eli could see that the Lord had called the child. See, in other words, it took him a minute. But then he said, oh, hold up. Okay. God is calling Samuel. See, God was getting ready to establish Samuel. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You see, when he gets ready to establish you, he'll start. Because guess what? I remember whenever he started to speak to me, and I started to see visions, and stuff started to happen, and oh, my God. And the things that started to happen, and my life was turned upside down, and the devil tried to take me out, and he tried to do this to make me think that I was losing my mind, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I wasn't hearing from the Lord this, and the Lord started to tug in my spirit. Good God Almighty. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. But the enemy tried to come in and bring a stampede of his own buffalo, glory to God, if you want to call them that. Hallelujah. And they tried to get me confused and get me mixed up and put me, hallelujah, somewhere away where I couldn't hear and I didn't know what was going on. And that's what happened. That's what happened. Because I wasn't even going, amen, I was going to church, amen, but I wasn't going to the place where I could really get fed. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And he was calling me out of that place. And when I began to come out and crawl up and go, and then he tried to bring me back. And I said, this is not where you need to be. He ain't calling you this. This ain't this and this. See, that's why he tried to get you confused. But guess what? It was God. Hallelujah. And I know about him. You know, I know about his word just a little. And I knew, you know, okay, I was still doing some stuff that, you know, it wasn't godly. Hallelujah. But then when he started to bring me up and put me in that place, then the enemy started to attack because he saw I wanted more. I said, I got to have more. I want to know more. So he just started to, amen, to make me climb on up the ladder a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Glory to God. He started itching me up. And then he took me into this place, and I talked to this, amen, this one brother. And he said, well, why don't you come and come down to the sanctuary to where we go. Down there and listen to that, my pastor, glory to God. And I knew who they were. And I said, you know what? You're right. I when I leave here and get out of work, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go, come over there and I'm going to hear your pastor. And I went over there and I heard it and it hit my spirit like, okay, this is where you're going. I said, okay, well, hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. First, what we going to do? Amen. We going to go on and adjust a minute. We're going to go back over there where I am. Cause, you know, sometimes you don't want to leave out of that familiar place. Hey, man, when God starts to uproot you, it ain't going to feel good. Hallelujah. So, you know, you try to stay in that place. And I said, hold up, wait a minute. I said, okay, I'm going back over there, and I'm going to stay over there. I go and visit y'all every now and then. And that's what I did. It just didn't work. It just didn't work, because that's where he was pulling me to. Let's move on. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. See, if you say, Lord, thy servant heareth. So guess what? Ain't nothing going to come up on you. Hallelujah. You know, everybody now is just kind of lackadaisy and they laid back, you know, and said, you know what? And I'm just going to say what they say, and I'm hearing. You know, I don't believe God, and they put all this on social media, you know, I don't believe this and that, you know, and they like this and they. There's just a whole bunch of shameless stuff, really, to tell you the truth. But if you don't believe, then that's fine. But here's what you don't need to do. Don't try to stop nobody else because they believe. Let them believe in what they want to believe in. Glory to God. If they believe in the most high and living God, they believe in Jesus, they believe in the resurrection, they believe, leave them alone. You go on over there and keep doing what you're doing. Glory to God. That's what you do. Hallelujah. But don't try to tear those down that do believe. Leave them alone and let them hold on to what they're holding on to. Just because some people see some say, you know what, I'm blessed more than they are. They still struggling over here. But understand, their walk is eternal life. Your walk is money, men, mansion, and a yacht. Hallelujah. But they're living this life to live again. They may not have all the diamonds that you got. Maybe not. They may not can eat out all the places in the restaurants that you get. Maybe not. They may not can go on all the vacations that you go on. Maybe not. But have you observed the way they're walking in Christ Jesus? Let's move on. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. So he went back. Because Eli done told him how to say, what to say whenever he hears that someone is speaking to him again. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thou servant hears. See, he knew what to say that time. He had to tell him what to say before he could answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You see, he ain't going to let nothing come upon you. So just make sure. You said, Lord, speak. Thou servant hears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Verse 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. He said he's going, look, he was telling him and telling him what he was going to do to Eli's house. Hallelujah. Because his house was all in shambles. And he did not correct it. So you better be careful. Correct your house. Correct your children. Hallelujah. Don't wait and let them go to school. Hallelujah. You want the teacher to correct them. No. Because you know they can't do that. You know that. All they can do is they can send them to the office. That's it. But you want to make sure that you correct your children at home. Don't you have your children coming in every night anytime they get ready for, amen, glory to God, 13-year-olds, 14, 15, 16. They under your roof. Check them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Doing anything they want to do. And friends come over and hallelujah, go in the room and shut the door and tell the parents to keep out. Got a sign. Ah, glory to God. I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with that because I would have took the doors off the hinges. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I paid a cause to be the boss there. Hallelujah, my God. Don't do that, hallelujah. Because now you want to let the children be the boss. There's this show that comes on, and I wouldn't even look at it. All I did was look at the name. It says, The Children Run Things. I'm like, are you serious? Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, don't you know some children would love to watch that? Glory to God. But correct them, hallelujah. You don't love them if you don't correct them. Correct them before they get older. And then sometimes when they're older, you still, there's a word you have to give them even if they ain't in the house with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's all missing and that this. Glory to God. I'm going to hear it again. But anyway, amen. Hallelujah. But you have to. You want to see them prosper. You want to see them do good. Amen. You want to make sure that they're on the right path so they can see eternal life. You may not can tell them what to do, but then you can tell them, amen, things that will help them. It's up to them to listen. Let's move on. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. See, he didn't restrain his sons. They were priests like Eli. And God had already told him what he needed to do. He did not go over there and correct his son. By him being a priest, he should have corrected them. What he should have did was threw them out of there. Now, y'all ain't living right. I'm going to put y'all O-U-T out and double O-U-T out. Y'all ain't doing right. This is God's house. You have to be careful what you're doing in God's house. See, he told them before. So this was his second warning. But he didn't correct them. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes Amen. I know, yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, husband and wife have a disagreement. You know, they don't agree on everything. Glory to God. But sometimes you got to look. Okay, honey, let me tell you. Yeah, you say, honey, hold up. Wait a minute. You don't have to be harsh. You know, that's not right what you said. That's not. I know that's not godly. That's not right. You know, but don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you're that fearful, you better go to God and ask him what you need to do. Sometimes, yes, you need to be quiet, but there are some times when you have to say something. Say, honey, that's not right. That's not godly. God don't work in that. That's witchcraft. Controlling is witchcraft. Glory to God. Nobody's controlling anybody. The only thing, amen, who can control you, you better know it, amen, is God. But understand, he ain't going to force himself on you. Either you want him or either you don't. If you say you want him, then he'll walk with you. If you say you don't, he'll give you a reprobate mind and keep it moving. That's the way he works. So you know if he ain't going to do it, then guess what? Nobody in your household should do it either. Amen. That's just the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you want to, you can inbox me on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Martha William and Martha William, and we can go into that further. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifices nor offerings forever. He was saying nothing. You ain't nothing you're going to do. You can't give no offering for that that you let went on. You can't give no offering. Ain't no sacrifices, no nothing. Because he had warned him once and he warned him twice, hallelujah, about what was going to happen. Because he didn't correct those guys. But they're sleeping with the women in the church, just doing everything that they want to do, thinking they're good enough to do, just because, hallelujah, they were priests, that they can live like that. So you got misusing the people and their offerings. Glory to God. Sexual immorality. Glory to God. You know God ain't going to tolerate no sin. Hallelujah. He ain't going to tolerate sin in our lives. You're up one time, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. You're doing everything you want to do. But then you thinking God going to bless that mess. God ain't going to bless that mess. If you're walking in sin right now, you need to ask God to forgive you. And here's what you need to repent and do it quickly. God ain't going to bless that mess. Glory to God. And you're always coming against the man and woman of God of the church, the ones that have praying at night for you. The ones, glory to God, that lift you up before the Lord. God is not going to bless that man. Hallelujah. And then you be like, Lord, I don't know why. Lord, I just can't get over. You know why you can't get over? Because you done told your man and woman of God up. Hallelujah. You ain't corrected children. Glory to God. You ain't did none of that. And then you're wondering why things are going like they're going. That's why they're going like they're going. It's time for you to turn around from all that mess. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 15. And Samuel lay unto the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. See, he feared to show it. He did. It was something when God was telling him, you know, there wouldn't be a person old in his, nothing. There wouldn't even be a person that's old in his family living. Hallelujah. Because of what he done. You see, you have to be careful. Because your actions, hallelujah, your children will also, amen, they will reap what you're supposed to be sowing. Hallelujah. They'll reap what you sow. Amen. Let's get it right. If you sow some bad seeds and you don't give them, then it falls down on your seed. That's a generational curse. It goes from there, and there, and there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to be careful about that stuff. Just make sure you don't want nothing to fall down on your children. And then guess what? If it gets to your children and you don't show them how to break that curse, and then it goes on down to your children, that's how them generational curses come about. Just think about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, for a long time, people struggled. They struggled in poverty and different things because families struggled in poverty, but they just didn't know how to break those cycles and break those curses. But now those curses can be broken because Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. Everything can be broken. It's just a cycle that passed down from this one, that one, that one. Sure, everybody will go through some financial difficulties, but you don't have to stay there in that mess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody will go through some sickness, but that don't mean, amen, you know, people say, well, that's generational curse. No, you need to learn how to break that mess so it won't pass down to your children and your children's children, and it'll keep on going, hallelujah. And you'll be gone on the glory, and in that generational curse, you just keep right on traveling, hallelujah. My God, let's move on, verse 16. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? Pray thee, hide it not for me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. He was telling him, don't hide nothing, don't hold back nothing. Tell me everything the Lord said. Hallelujah. It was something he already knew, because he didn't correct them sons of his. So just be careful about that thing. Amen. Be careful. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you have to do some hard discipline. You know, that's why they say, you know, you spare the rod and spoil the child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Just be careful, hallelujah, how you do that. Because you don't want that thing to go on down generation after generation. You see right here, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, don't you hold nothing back, hallelujah, from me. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. He wanted him to tell him everything that God was saying. And Samuel told him every whit, and he had nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth good, him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. See, that was Samuel's little test he went through right there. Because that's what made him, glory to God. When he told the priest, understand that, this just wasn't a man. This was the priest. He told the priest what God said. When God used him to tell the priest, hallelujah. You know, sometimes there are some hard things. Everybody's like, oh, I would love to be a prophet. No, you better know what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Because there's some stuff that you see. You're like, oh, God. Lord, do you really want me to tell them that? Hallelujah. Do you really want me to say that? Do you really? Did you really? You know, you'd be like, do you really? Some people don't have a problem saying it. But if you got compassion for others, you'll have a problem saying it. So I'm just saying, you know, okay, well, I'm just telling you what the Lord said. You know, that's not nice, so they ain't going to receive it. Hallelujah. When you have compassion, and then you say, okay, this is what the Lord's saying, but you still got to deliver the word regardless. So you have to just be careful when you say it and how you say it. Ask God, and he will tell you, okay, this is what you need to do. Tell him like this, and that's what you do. And all Israel from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You see, right then, God established Samuel as a prophet because he gave that word. He didn't hold nothing back. Glory to God. You see, now just think about it. If he had held back and not told him the truth, you think he would have been established? Probably not. When you hold back from God, then guess what? You're in trouble. Well, you can hold back from man, but you can't hold back from God. Not no way you put it. Hallelujah. Even when you give your tithes and offerings, you think he don't see what you're holding back. He know how much you made, amen, before they even cut the check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe me, he helped them cut the check, okay? So he see how much you made. So you can't tell that lie to God. You can't do it. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, don't get crossed up. Just tell the truth about the matter. The matter is, glory to God. You know, if he can trust you with a little, he'll give you much. Because see, right here, when he entrusted Samuel to go and tell that word, give that word to Eli, He trusted him to go and give that word, even though he was young. And he didn't even know about all the things that the Lord can do. He didn't even know about right then. But God trusted him to go and give that word to the priest. Okay? Can he trust you this day to give him what belongs to him? Can he trust you enough to give you $1 million? You say that, but can he trust you? Because sometimes, I'm going to tell you, when you get money, some people go the other way. Lord, you give me this. Lord, I need. You know, now you see a lot of people, well, people, amen, they're asking God for money and more money and more money and more money. But you couldn't slack on your time. You couldn't slack on your offering. You're not giving him what is due to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I see this. Hallelujah. But understand, hallelujah, you have to give him what belongs to him. You break him off his first, and he'll multiply yours next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But can he trust you? He trusts Samuel enough for Samuel to go and tell the priest what he was going to do, because he allowed his son, and they were going with all them women over there. He said, they're going to die, and both of them going to die at the same time. Hallelujah. All this stuff happens. Glory to God. My God. So just be careful. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God in the name of Jesus. So just make sure you say, Lord, here I am. Make sure you give him what belongs to him. Hallelujah. He said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God what belongs to God. Hallelujah. Do you belong to God on this day? Do you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you given your life to Christ? If you have not, I'm going to pray a sinner's prayer now. Amen. And invite you to just put all the things that's been weighing you down and all the sin and everything and walk into the newness of life. Walk into the newness. Amen. Glory to God, huh? Hey, glory to God of Jesus Christ. Let him grab hold, amen, and remake you and remold you, hallelujah. Not the mold that the world gives, but the mold that Jesus Christ gives. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. I surrender, Lord God. I give my life to you. I repent for everything that I've done, even the thoughts that I have that was impure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You've dedicated your life to Christ. Watch God work in your life. You can inbox me on Facebook. Prophet is Martha Williams, and Martha Williams, glory to God, hallelujah, and let me know that that was you. And if you did a rededication, amen, you know, he's married to the backslider. If you did a rededication, amen, go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God, because God wants you to come on in and get in the kingdom of God so he can bless you. You know, some say, well, you know what, I'm doing good. I'm in the street. No, you think you're doing good. You know, because money can't buy you heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Good God about it. I'm going to say that again. Money can't buy you heaven. Hallelujah. So heaven is waiting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So come on in and get in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you. Hallelujah. Father, for every word that has went out today, Lord God, as they received it in their heart, Lord God, so they sin not against thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Don't forget the shows that are coming up. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Wednesday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Next Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams. We'll call the Hour Power Prophetess Martha Williams. And then a 30-minute break, and then the next voice will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson. Don't forget. And I still encourage you to give. Said in this word, give, and it shall be given good measure. Press it down. Oh, my God. Shaking together, running over, shall be given to your bosom. Don't forget to continue to give. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a little bit of time, so I'm going to see if anybody would desire prayer at this time. Amen. If you do, just press the 1, and I will bring you in, and I will pray for you. Hallelujah. I don't see anyone. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But don't forget, amen, I want you to continue to come and hear the word, continue to hear the word on all the ministry stations that I've given you on today, because it's ministry with you in mind, and the Lord will move in a mighty way in your life if you just submit, amen, your life to Christ in this season, not the next season, because who says you had another season to go that's going to come? Glory to God. You want to do it this season, amen, glory to God. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome Labor Day. Remember to stay safe in Jesus' name. Amen.